This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doc?
Well, let's go for it.
There you go.
Scrub me this in, is, Doc.
All right. This is a special one because Doc Pandia is not just here, but we are also celebrating the three-year anniversary of Clear to Play, our partnership with UCSF and the leading authority in orthopedics, Dr. Nirav Pandia and Dr. Brian Feely. But come on, more Doc Pandia, because you handle what? At least 80% of these.
The heavy lifting.
The one who's here right now. Doc Feely, we love you too.
Love him.
But it's appointment listening every week and the longest running weekly medical sentiment segment in all of sports radio. No other show provides this immediate insight. Like, we're about to dive right into Steph Curry ankles right now.
Yeah.
And the medical perspective, Christian McCaffrey will do it for fans and parents and athletes and whatever the hell Dibs has got going on
sports
this particular
talk radio
week.
Hosts.
Okay? So cheers. Cheers to you, Doc Pandia,
you.
And to all of our friends at UCSF.
No, awesome. Thanks, guys. It's crazy. It's been 3 years. I talk to you guys some weeks more than my family.
So yeah, right.
Yeah. No doubt.
There's more to talk about with us than the family. It's like, hey, honey, how was work? Fine. How was your day? Great. See you tomorrow. And yet here we are talking about the same old ankles again, Steph Curry. When you saw it, and I was telling Mark, I get worried when it's a non-contact rollover. What did you think, and what's your prognosis from afar?
Yeah, no, I definitely was worried when you see that non-contact injury. It reminds me of Curry first or second year in the league when that's happening a lot. Luckily, the MRI shows this peroneal strain, which basically is like secondary damage that can occur. Just means that foot twists, that muscle gets a little bit sore. Luckily, no structural damage, but that early in the season to see that happen, just something to be cautious about, because it got a little nervous. Remind me of the old Curry.
Okay. More with Doc Pandia on the Steph thing in just a minute, but I'm going to call a false start on Dan Dibley because you jumped the other part that I need to say, which is to actually go out to the River Islands guest line and welcome Doc Pandia in.
Seven reads later, maybe you can, get to the interview.
Well,
that's okay.
I mean, listen,
it's on me, Doc. I'll take that.
Do you want to get paid or not for this show?
I was so excited I pulled a hammy.
It's time for Clear to Play. We're going to take you inside the tank, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay, proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment for 3 years now, and talk to Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Nirav Pandia. You're also listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Doc, I think I saw you talk about this on social media. What is the net effect of not sort of doing this once in that game, but he did it twice?
Yeah, it definitely becomes more painful. You get that ankle, you twist it, it gets a little irritated, and that second one's going to look that much more worse. So I think it looked worse than it actually was, but the fact that he was already a little irritated, I don't think it caused more damage, but it's going to make it seem more dramatic when you see it on TV.
And you look at the footwear, and I always was told as a kid, like, high tops are going to support the ankle so much better, but you see so many of these pro basketball players now in the mids or the lows. Is that just a myth about a high top shoe being more supportive?
It actually is. They've done studies looking at that, and it's more about your strength, kind of all that rehab Curry does. Low top, high top doesn't make a difference. Now, the key thing for Curry, he's got those big ankle braces, which probably is what saves him a lot of the time from getting that bigger sprain.
So you're telling me that through my entire high school basketball career, we spent all that money on those extra shoes for no reason at all?
Absolutely.
Jeez.
Unbelievable. I need to go back and do it again. Mom, I'm sorry. We wasted a bunch of money. What about this? What is your translation of what you heard the Warriors say after the injury in terms of, okay, he's going to miss two games and then we reevaluate? What does that mean to you?
I think in general, you're looking just for that pain and swelling to go down. There's naturally going to be some of that. So you give it 48 to 72 hours. And just with this, it's how does he feel? It's not necessarily there's some structural damage. It takes 6 weeks to get better. So you look to see Is he feeling better? Is he able to move on the court? Because if he's sore, you don't want him to injure something else. So usually it's that 48 to 72 hours, see how he's doing. And he knows his ankles well. I mean, that's the key thing. He's going to be the one who determines if he feels ready.
And does it, I don't know if help is the word, but the fact that you sprain your ankle so many times and the ligaments do get stretched out, does that aid in the recovery because your ankle is already so loose?
Absolutely, yeah. Whenever you sprain your ankle, you worry, is there going to be secondary damage? If it's so tight, so much force goes across it, you damage the cartilage, things get irritated. But if it just twists, it's frustrating, but you're going to be able to come back quicker because that secondary damage is in there.
Let's talk about DeAnthony Melton, because he's dealing with an injury that's the exact same injury that dogged him for a very healthy portion of last year. So what's the concern level there?
I think a little bit more concerning. You know, he had this, what they called a lumbar stress response, you know, which basically just means your back's inflamed. So they got this MRI. Luckily, it sounded like no structural damage. And I think they're going to be safe. You know, Rick Celebrini's very safe. Any degree of soreness, they don't want it to creep up again. So I think it's more caution because it's early part of the season. Based on what they describe, if this was the playoffs or, you know, kind of a big game, I think he'd be able to play.
And similarly with Andrew Wiggins, who is out with a short-term injury, the level of concern for Wiggins is probably pretty low as well.
Yeah, I think so. And I think this is where having that 12, now 13-man rotation with Lindy Waters comes into play. Like, maybe two seasons ago, you wouldn't have Wiggins sit out, but you've got enough depth where you can give him the rest if he's got these aches and pains.
Doc Pandia with us, cleared to play, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game, and celebrating 3 years of talking about what's going on with Bay Area athletes and their injuries with the great Doc Pandia. I think that all fans in the Bay right now, they want to be so optimistic that Christian McCaffrey is ready to go. We've had a series of weeks now of hearing from the Niners, no setbacks. But how optimistic would you suggest that a fan should be right now, about a week and a half from now?
I think they can be optimistic. I think there is definitely...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chance he's going to play. You haven't heard the setbacks. He's ramping up, as John Lynch is saying. The key is, how much Christian McCaffrey are you going to get? Is there going to be a rep count? Is he going to be, you know, trading carries with Jordan Mason? That's going to be the key thing. So are we going to see, you know, 35 touches McCaffrey? Probably not, but I think we'll definitely see him play. The key is, how is it going to last after a couple weeks? How does that Achilles feel?
And how typical is it to have bilateral Achilles tendonitis when maybe you're favoring one side over the other? Is this abnormal, or is this somewhat garden variety?
Pretty common. You know, you're going to get that secondary issue, because typically what happens is that not only are you compensating, but whatever issues with that one Achilles is probably going to crop up in the other side. So definitely not uncommon, and makes me feel a little bit more confident, as opposed to it being there's something structurally really wrong with that one Achilles.
What is the risk of rupture or some kind of re-injury here?
So the risk of rupture is less than 10%. It's actually not that high, because we hear about when someone does tear it, you're like, oh, you've got tendonitis, but we don't hear about the other 90 athletes who have it and are totally fine. So given the fact they've been slow with this and they're ramping up, you know, I think he'll be okay. But there's that risk. But once again, he's younger. This is his first bout with it, so I think it's relatively low.
Dre Greenlaw with the ruptured Achilles back in February, and it seems like 9 to 12 months is your typical return to play, which would put it at early to mid-November on the short side. What will his ramp-up be once he's cleared to actually come back and practice?
Yeah, he can go pretty quickly with that at that position. The key is, how is he feeling? And I think that's going to determine how much he plays, because at that position, you have to be explosive. You have to feel right, and that's the hardest thing at that position, is you go through all this rehab, and are you ready to react and move quickly? So that's probably going to limit him more than some sort of physical ailment. Like, his strength, mobility, all that stuff's going to be back.
I mean, the 49ers today, for the first time, put some sort of a timetable on Dre, which to me suggests they're starting to feel kind of good about where he is. But my question, and I don't know if you can know this, but like, what are the chances that when Dre plays, he looks like Dre?
It's going to be hard. You know, you look at most of the data, it's that second season back. I mean, we saw it with, you know, Clay and other players. Like, it really takes a long period of time. You just can't recreate football activity in practice. So the timing, all those things you worry about. So this season, you could see flashes of him. I really think it's going to be next season.
Is that similar to the ACL recovery where you can come back and be 75-80% of you, but it does take that full year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think anytime you're away from sports, whether you're injured or not, it's going to take time to get back into shape, get that, you know, that sensitivity back. So absolutely, same sort of thing as an ACL.
Doc, I wonder this, and what just patients tell you through the years, because when I watched Jordan Mason the last couple weeks, it's his shoulder, but he looks hesitant to me, which is more like you would think your legs. But I wonder if there is a mental thing that he's dealing with there. What do you hear from people as far as the mental side of playing full speed when they're hurt?
They absolutely struggle with it. I mean, I can tell them you're ready to go. They're excited. And then you're like, wait, I got to actually test this out. I'm going to get contact. And sometimes that can take even longer than the physical recovery. So absolutely, playing football, you're used to playing a certain way, and you got this injured area, and you may not want to take that contact, or a little bit of contact makes you sore again. You're like, look, I'm pulling myself out. So it's hard part of the rehab process.
That being said, Ricky Pearsall now two games back after his terrible gunshot in the end of August. What have you seen in terms of his hesitation or lack thereof as he's gotten back on the field?
He looks like there's really not any hesitation. It's pretty remarkable, and I think he's probably been thrown into playing more just with all the injuries as well too. But for a rookie, I mean, he's out there taking a lot of snaps, has looked good. So it's once again, it's remarkable. We're talking about how many passes he's going to catch and things like that. We're just talking about, are you going to be alive?
Are you going to live?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't even know what to ask you on this, because I feel like there's four injuries every week for Deebo Samuel.
Right.
But like, what are we supposed to expect with a body and a style that seemingly keeps repetitively getting hurt?
These things are going to just keep popping up, and I think the expectation is going to be you're going to have Deebo miss maybe 25% of the games, and if he doesn't play that way, he's not going to be Deebo Samuel. So that's just the secondary impact of him playing wide receiver and running back and playing the way he does. So is there going to be a 16-18 game Deebo season? Probably not, but you're going to get 10 good games of him playing aggressively.
Yeah, it's just incredible when he's out there, and then you watch him run the ball or catch it, and then he stays down. It's like, geez, Mark, and I mean, which one is it going to be this time? It's the hip, it's the back, it's the knee, and all the rest of it. But rugged game. I mean, what can you do, right?
What can you do? Well, I know what you can do. You can talk to Doc Pandy every week.
I would love it.
That's the best that we can do.
Pretty fun.
Great to see you out here. And not just thank you for today, but thank you for your partnership through the last 3 years.
No, absolutely. Thanks. It's been a pleasure. It's a great time every week. I look forward to it.
And okay. You got to ask him the eternal question, the age-old question.
Which is?
Who plays basketball tonight?
Well, I got the little reveal here.
Oh, wait, and you had what's the difference between an Achilles tear and an Achilles rupture?
So Achilles tear, you can still have some of the tendon there. Achilles rupture, totally
gone.
Totally gone.
Gone.
But when you have an Achilles tear, do they ever, like, stitch that baby back up? Or if it's torn, it's basically going to rupture anyway, so that they're going to go ahead and fix it?
It depends on the athlete and how old you are, but if you have more than 50% of that tendon gone, you're going to be sewing that together, so...
If you're in your mid-50s and you slip and fall, what does that mean long-term?
Yeah, a lot of problems coming, Dan. A lot of urgent care visits.
Yeah.
You're not kidding. I was there on Saturday.
Yeah, you
My
old.
My God.
All right.
You old. You gone.
Doc, thanks, man.
The best, Doc.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
All right.
Get this man a parka. Somebody's freezing.
The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health. We're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. And coming up next, we, get back to your phone calls on Lindy Water. And now Jonathan Kuminga coming off the bench. Should he stay there? Is he right to be frustrated? We can get to all of that. Plus, we're less than 20 minutes away from giving away yet another pair of tickets.
Another pair?
To a future Warriors game next month against the Brooklyn Nets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.